well, we were very shocked to hear of the arrest of Alfred Taban, because, as you know, he's a very prominent and famous journalist in the country whose integrity cannot be questioned. So the fact that today the security services are not only bringing him for questioning but then holding him is extremely worrying. So that's why RSF, along with other organizations, requested that he be freed immediately, as there clearly are no legal reasons for him being detained. He has not been charged with any crime, and it feels that this arrest is completely arbitrary as a retaliation for things that he might have written. And so as such, we really urge the authorities to put an end to this illegal incarceration.
Have you been able to speak to Alfred Taban himself on phone or through email?
No, we have not been able to reach him. We have learned that he has had access to a doctor, which was one of our concerns. But as of now, no, we have not been in touch directly with him.
Yes, the current landscape in South Sudan is highly polarized, to the extent that there appears to be a level of intolerance to critical discourse. What are the consequences for this to the press freedom in South Sudan?
Well, the consequences is that journalists in South Sudan now work on their daily threat for and fear for their safety, reporting about what is happening, which is a really high level of violence and as you said, polarization, is becoming extremely dangerous, and journalists have been targeted, arrested, and questioned, sometimes tortured, because of their trying to do this job exactly. So the situation now is one of the Muslim is one of journalists being prevented from doing their job freely, beyond even the fact that there is this conflict, which of course complicates their daily work. But on top of that, authorities have an eye out for anybody who might be criticizing or even questioning what is currently happening in South Sudan.
What can be done to control a recurrence for arrests against independent thought?
Well, I think first of all, it really relies in the hands of those who are at the head of the various armed groups that are now operating in the country. That there is a peace process in course, and there is a dialogue supposedly happening. And I think the first sign of this dialogue being in good faith is that people would be able to report about it and to report about the situation in the country. So if the actors of the conflict are serious about bringing peace to the country, well, the first signal would be to let journalists do their work freely. As for how journalists can protect themselves, of course, it's very, very complicated because they are exposed by the simple fact that they're reporting. So we always advise on taking security measures.
Yeah, journalists in Juba indeed are operating in a very difficult environment. What advice would you like to give them?
I think the best protection for journalists is to, and they know it, they don't need my advice for that, to do your work in the most professional manner possible. So to, balance any article that you might be writing about a certain point of view, to always ensure that is balanced, that all parties pertaining to this specific event have been interviewed and to be irreproachable. I think a high level of professionalism is even more requested in those troubled times. And as I said, and there are also like safety measures that journalists can take to protect themselves, like always informing on where they are, always being at least two people when they're going out on the news coverage. So different tips that exist that are, for instance, in the safety of journalist guide that RSF produced. It's on our website. And then just ensuring the highest level of impartiality in the reporting. But those are advice that can help partly, but compared to the level of violence that we're seeing, and not only violence, but also the systematic targeting of journalists, it's obviously not going to be an ideal solution, and journalists still are under extreme pressure in South Sudan on a daily basis.